For birds, the longest season of the year is autumn. Back in July, when I was following the activities of a family of great blue herons, I used to head over to Sapsucker Woods outside the Cornell Lab of Ornithology every evening to see the last trips up to the nest that the parents would make, feeding their chicks before nightfall. At the beginning of July, a great many birds and frogs sang as the day wound down. By mid-July, the rich collection of sounds had dwindled to just a few, and by the end of the month, when the baby herons fledged, it was quiet in the evening except for the chatty geese already collecting in their autumn flocks. We were starting to see songbirds migrating through Sapsucker Woods, too. Even though it was still July, summer was over. August is always marked by movement, robins and waxwings gathering in flocks, shorebirds and warblers and the first hawks heading south, chickadee families starting to split up, the young birds joining new flocks before winter. By September, migration is going so strong that many nights you can see literal clouds of migrant birds on NEXRAD weather radar. In October, the earliest, wimpiest migrants are already down in the tropics, but a great many are still on the move as they'll continue to be through November. Most people consider December to be winter, but the best Christmas bird counts are set for mid-month to take advantage of lingering migrants. So as far as bird life goes, autumn lasts from late July through mid-December. Winter lasts sort of through February, but really by the beginning of February, chickadees are singing and downy woodpeckers are drumming. In many areas, great horned owls start nesting in January. As long as winter seems to us, as far as birds are concerned, it lasts only 3 months at worst. Robins and red-winged blackbirds get pretty far north in March. Some of them actually start migrating in February, and a lot of birds are in full song mode. So although from day to day March can feel pretty darned wintry, spring migration has begun in earnest. It peaks in late April or early May, but ebbs away quickly as returning birds get down to the business of raising babies. That critical summer activity is overall pretty much sandwiched into June and July, and then we're back to autumn. When people ask what my favorite time of year is, I always say spring and early summer because that is the time filled with birdsong. I think I'd be quite happy in a world where birds sang every day throughout the year, but then what would be the point for them? Singing is part of defending a territory, building a nest, incubating eggs, and raising babies. Spring and summer are almost certainly the most exhausting times of year for birds. Winter is the toughest as far as finding food and keeping warm. Autumn may be quiet, but birds are on a leisurely journey south. Unless they hit a hurricane, a window, or a migrating hawk, it's easy going, with abundant food and no rush to get anywhere. Even as the last leaves are ripped from trees and the first snows swirl through the air, birds are at their heaviest, bulked up with autumn's rich supply of insects, berries, and other foods. And even we modern humans, so disconnected from the natural world, share that cozy feeling of abundance, which we humans in America climax by celebrating Thanksgiving. On days when autumn seems gloomy, we have chickadees and blue jays to remind us that behind every chunk of dead-looking tree bark, there may be a juicy insect larva or cast-away acorn ripe for the taking in this long, long season of abundance. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.